In the current context in which cinema echoes crucial social issues, the films Io Capitano, Mi Captain, by Matteo Garrone and Green Border by Agnieszka Holland stand out. These works, transcending the usual political debates, immerse the viewer in the heart of the challenges and human dramas associated with migration. In an increasingly socially conscious cinematic landscape, the film Io Capitano, Mi Captain, by Italian director Matteo Garrone, showcased in France and Spain, stands as a pivotal work. This film, moving away from the usual political debates, features the journey of migrants, a theme becoming central in contemporary cinema. The release of Green Border by Polish director Agnieszka Holland, scheduled for February 7, will also address the plight of migrants at the Polish-Belarusian border. French cinema is equally engaged, with La Tête Froide focusing on smugglers in the Alps, set for release on January 17. Matteo Garrone, renowned for his film Gomara about the Neapolitan Mafia, returns with Io Capitano, Mi Captain, portraying the epic journey of two young Senegalese cousins across Africa and the Mediterranean. Honored at the Venice Film Festival, this film is Italy's submission for the Best Foreign Film Oscar, a symbolic choice for a country currently under far-right governance, confronting immigration challenges. The film chronicles the odyssey of Senegalese teenagers, Seydou, Seydou Sarr, and Moussa, Mustapha Fall, who leave their family to seek opportunities in Europe. Seydou Sarr, 19, saw his life transformed by this role, winning the Best Male Newcomer Award in Venice. Filmed in Senegal and Morocco, Io Capitano, Mi Captain, sheds light on the realities of stranded migrants, a perspective Sarr hopes will sensitize Europe to their plight. Garrone avoids sentimentality while depicting the lethal dangers migrants face, treks across the Sahara, torture in Libyan prisons, enslavement and perilous sea crossings to Italy. Garrone, 55, emphasizes that these characters represent a contemporary epic, drawing inspiration from great adventure tales. He aims to provide the audience with a different perspective on migration, highlighting the dreams and human realities behind the statistics. Both Io Capitano, Mi Captain, and Green Border question Europe's responsibility for the migration crisis. The Mediterranean remains the world's most dangerous maritime migration route, with over 2,571 deaths in 2023, according to the UN. In Italy, Io Capitano, Mi Captain, has been shown in numerous schools, a move highlighted by Garrone. However, these films have not been without controversy. Les Engages, a French film about migrants in the Alps, sparked a hate campaign against its director Emily Fresh in 2022. Agnieszka Holland faced violent attacks, including death threats, from Polish nationalists before their loss of power in Warsaw this autumn. With AFP.